We're going to talk a little bit about a case study where we used Facebook Live to raise $4.6 million in 24 hours. And one more quick thing before we get started. I'm going to have my social media handles on every slide. So if you guys want to tweet or Instagram or Facebook or anything, I highly encourage it. It really does help as a speaker if you guys are enjoying the content and everything to get that feedback during and especially afterwards. So again, we're going to talk about this 24-hour event called Give for Good Louisville. So this event took place September 14th, 2017. How many of you guys know what a giving day is? You ever heard of a giving day? Okay, one, two. So a giving day in specific communities around the country is when nonprofits come together and they have a whole big fundraising day. How many of you guys have heard of Giving Tuesday? Right? So most of you guys know what Giving Tuesday is. So imagine Giving Tuesday on any given Tuesday is really what we're talking about. In your community, these nonprofits work together and they try and raise as much money as possible as a community, right? So the organization that put all this together in Louisville is called the Community Foundation of Louisville. The young woman on the left, you're going to see quite a bit of her today. Her name is Kara Barabo. She is the client that I worked with. Next slide. So again, Give for Good Louisville is a 24-hour online giving day. So all of the donations for this particular event need to come in online. Again, all of the attention for all of our donors is going to be focused on this website. There are over 500 participating nonprofits at Give for Good Louisville 2017. There's a bonus and prize pool to incentivize giving. So you have the opportunity as a participant to win different awards, like you can win a golden ticket, so to speak, and a donation would be matched with a $500 donation by one of our sponsors. The website, if you want to check it out while you're sitting there on your laptop, is giveforgoodlouisville.org, and the hashtag that we use is hashtag giveforgoodlouisville. And the most important slide on this whole thing is not even going to have much to do with Give for Good Louisville. I really want to talk to you guys for a moment about this idea that we are all famous to a few people. And I talk about this in every single presentation that I give, regardless of the topic. That this is my picture of my friend Joe Wilson at Joe Wilson TV, if you wanted to find him on Twitter. And this really allows you to think about recognizing and understanding the importance of speaking to your specific audience, right? Like we're here in Chicago, we're having a conversation among marketers, but this particular conversation may not be relevant to someone in the next hotel over, even in the next room over, right? For you guys, how many of you guys live in Louisville, Kentucky? Right? So none of you guys are going to be like, oh man, Give for Good Louisville, this is great. But the idea is that these ideas and concepts will make sense for your audience. Right? So when you think about how you are all famous to a few people, I really want you to think about your audience, identifying who they are and how you can speak directly to them using some of these ideas and some of these concepts that we're going to talk about today. Again, we are all famous to a few people. I say it to myself all the time because I speak to myself when we're trying to fix AV stuff and everything, but it really is a great concept. So when we talked, I met Kara in 2016, and we talked about how we could theoretically use live streaming video to benefit this thing that they do every year, Give for Good Louisville. This is a picture of Kara with one of the participating nonprofits in 2016, and you can see how they're set up sitting next to one another in front of a step and repeat, right? So this is a nice, cute way to create a live streaming stage. It's relatively inexpensive. And they had the opportunity to have a conversation on Facebook Live one week after another after another. They called it the Getting to Know the Good series, and they brought in different nonprofit organization representatives about once a week for about 3 months in the lead up to Give for Good Louisville 2016. Right? And so when we looked at, how many of you guys know what a SWOT analysis is? You ever heard the phrase SWOT analysis? So we looked at the strengths and the opportunities. When we do SWOT analysis, I really love looking at the strengths and the opportunities, right? Because that's where we are. We're in the social media land, you know, that we really want to look at our what we can take advantage of and how we can grow moving forward, right? And the strengths that the Community Foundation had, again, was this client, this person, Kara Barabo, because she's very communicative. She's very talkative. She's very comfortable on camera. And she really is a tremendous asset to that organization. So that's one of the things that I would recommend your organization look at as you're trying to develop a live streaming strategy. Who is that Kara within your organization? Who is that Kara that works for you? You know, and it could be your social media person. It might not be your social media person. You know, it might be your executive director, your CEO. It could be an intern. It could be someone that volunteers for you. You know, who is that person that you can identify to put on camera, again, to focus on that strength and that opportunity where we're going to create this live streaming strategy using the opportunity that we have now of Facebook Live. And so they created this series called Getting to Know the Good, right? They created imagery. You know, you could post this, say, on Instagram, on Facebook. Again, this series, there were probably about 12 to 15 videos in 2016. And then in 2017, they decided to take this series to the next level. Right, so again, what did we have? What did we have on hand as the Community Foundation, right? We had hundreds of organizations with these stories that needed to be told, right? We had all of these organizations around Louisville, around the Kentuckiana area, that had these valuable stories that we wanted to tell through live streaming. We had a camera comfortable host in Kara, right? So we had that person, luckily, on staff that we wanted to focus on. Right? So what did we do? We created a Facebook Live series, hashtag getting to know the good. Right? When we talk about just getting started and being scrappy with video, right? How many of you guys use Facebook Live now? About less than half of the room, okay? How many of you guys want to use Facebook Live moving forward? Okay, perfect. Right? The idea is that you just want to get started. You know, that it's so simple, it's so easy to set up a Facebook Live. Again, as you saw, the chairs, the step and repeat. But really, any one of us could create a Facebook Live broadcast from right where we're sitting right now, assuming you get the Wi-Fi to work, right? Which has been a trick in and of itself this morning. And the hardest part for creating a series like this that involves different people is going to be the pitch, right? How do we can convince ourselves to want to be on Facebook Live. We can convince ourselves to get out there and share our story. But how can we get the people, how can we get the participants that want to be, that we need to be on camera, how can we get them to feel comfortable, right? How can we get you guys as participants here, as attendees here at the summit, to feel more comfortable listening to a presentation like this, right? That's the tricky part. How can I get my microphone to stop cracking? That's another tricky part. Right, and of course we started with a goal. The goal was to build engagement, to build awareness of this day, September 14th in Louisville. And that's how every social media strategy should start, and especially how every live streaming strategy should start. What are you trying to accomplish, and what does success look like? Right? Now, sometimes that may be difficult, that may be tricky when you're just getting started. And so you might want to press the button a few times and understand what some of your strengths and weaknesses are and what success might look like after giving it a shot a few times, right? The strategy was to share the stories of the organizations that benefit from Give for Good Louisville. So we had to identify. We had to identify what is that thread? What is that thread of stories that we can tell on an ongoing basis that allows us to develop a strategy, right? And we talk about, I just listened to a great presentation here moments ago about BarkBox, right? And we talk about creating a video that has such a short time span and such a short attention span, right? That something might go viral for a day and then it's gonna drop off. See, I come from a different school. I think that we need to focus on creating episodic content. Create content that makes people want to keep coming back, and then you don't have to worry about, I'm sure we're gonna hear more about this over the next 36 hours or so, the algorithms, right? How do we beat the algorithms, right? I don't wanna try and beat the algorithm. I wanna try and create content that my audience wants to come back and watch on an ongoing basis. That the content that you're going to see is so good that you know and you're teased and you say, okay, now I want to come back the following week and see what comes next in this pattern that this organization has created, right? Thus, the Getting to Know the Good series, right? And not just one here, one there, one there. In fact, it even helps to make sure that you can say, thanks for watching Getting to Know the Good today. Next up is going to be this organization, Youth Build Louisville, next Tuesday at 11 a.m., tune in then, right? And so the execution, as I said, was to do 1 to 2 live streams a week between June and September. These on-site interviews with organization leaders, volunteers, participants, and sponsors allowed us to share the stories of all of the people within this great big day. And it, of course, was a big value add as well for someone, for an organization that might be signing up to be part of this event. The equipment is real simple, right? That sometimes we get caught up in costs, right? And every organization, all of your businesses are going to have different budgets, of course. A lot of nonprofits have a budget of zero, and that's okay as long as you have a cell phone. Now, this Community Foundation of Louisville, they were able to invest in a Rode microphone, which I actually should have done a better job of setting up. That's why I'm going to get a 3 on my feedback form instead of a 5. It's okay. But it looks something like this. So you've got your Iographer set up here, so you can actually plug your phone right into this idea, and this will steady your video as you're going along. And again, I promise I have this here as well. This is the microphone that you see up on the CNET preparedness by a speaker. It helps, right? So this is the little speaker, and it attaches right to your Iographer device, and you have your own steady little thing. And here, I'll even break it and then pass it around so you guys can see if you want to take a look at this, exactly how it looks and everything. They also have a little light that you can attach to the rig as well. So if you're live streaming in low light, you can broadcast. Again, this is just about $100, you know, plus the cost of your cell phone. And I want to show you actually an example of what one of these videos look like, right? So we get so caught up sometimes, and this is what kills me at every social media conference I go to, that companies get so caught up in the plan, right? How do we put all this together, all the different layers of approval, all of the different places that, you know, the different boxes that you need to check before you do a live stream, right? The boxes that we need to check, I've already described here, right? The most important box to check is getting that person, these people that we're going to show you on this video, to feel comfortable before they go on. Making sure that your cell phone is charged and you have a signal of some sort, a Wi-Fi signal that you can use. That's pretty much it, right? Again, I know in some regulated industries it might be a little bit tougher, but what I'm going to show you here is actually one example of like the Getting to Know the Good series. And this is an organization called Youth Build. How many of you guys know what Youth Build is? One? Okay, well, you're about to learn a little bit more. So, and I forgot that there's no sound, so again, we're walking and talking, and you can see that Molly here, Molly is the person holding the camera. You see Kara interviewing. This is the executive director. Her name is Lynn, and one of her volunteers is there actually in the garden. So we're not sitting in the office, right? We're not sitting there in front of the chairs. We're actually out in the community and letting these people show exactly what Youth Build does. And of course, you can see here they're at the community garden in Louisville, working on putting together different vegetation and healthy eating options for the youth in Louisville. Tyson's Chance is another organization. And again, I did not realize that I was presenting right after BarkBox. So just imagine some of the sounds from the previous presentation about half an hour ago as we play this video, that you see Kara is out there. And again, we're out in the field. Right? That this is what's so important about videos like these, is that we have the opportunity to actually go out and show what's going on. You know, that live streaming is not necessarily just planning yourself in your office and pressing a button. Right? We're actually taking the camera out there, we're using the rig that you guys are looking at, and we're actually showing what's going on at these different organizations. You know, there's a real opportunity there to get out and use these technologies and get the most out of them, right? That it's not live streaming, it's live mobile participatory video. This is the mobile side of things, and we're going to talk a little bit about the participatory side in just a moment as well. And so there is planning that goes into this, you know, that obviously Kara has to balance a lot of the different organizations that need to appear. But you can see, again, when we're planning around the city of Louisville, we're actually going out there into the community and executing these live streams in the places where these organizations are. Right? So think about how you can get out there and actually create content on the go and not just get caught up again in your office. Getting to Know the Good, again, this is a 12-week process, right? 12 weeks, 7 counties, 26 live streams, 37,000 organic views, right? Now, I can't sit here and tell you that 37,000 views is necessarily a big number or a not so big number. I can tell you that it probably doesn't compare to something like BarkBox, and I can tell you most importantly that that doesn't matter to us, right? Because these 37,000 views, we're not trying to go viral, we're trying to speak to those 37,000 people that are considering donating during Give for Good Louisville. We're trying to speak specifically to the folks in Louisville, Kentucky, who want to open up their hearts and who want to make a donation. Yeah, question. Yeah, so when we talk about, you know, the reason why we want to create on Facebook is that we're able to create content that can go viral. We do, of course, want this content to spread. Now, of course, most relevantly, we want it to spread within those communities. But by making them the stars of the show, by making the nonprofits the stars of the show, we make it so that they are competing and they want to look at what other organizations are being featured, right? So Yeah, we of course want it to grow socially. That's why we're creating it on a social platform like Facebook. And we're going to show you in a little bit too some of the insights of how when you tag the organizations that you're working with, you tag the other assets, or let's say you're interviewing people, you want to tag those people and ask them to share to their own social circles as well, so that you can benefit from knocking over the sorry, I'm so nervous, guys. I really feel bad about this. I'm really doing the best I can. But again, you see 1,400 average views per video. That's pretty incredible. You know, to not to have a zero ad spend on these videos, you know, in the lead up, but to have over 1,400 views on each one of these videos leading up to this. And again, I know that the title of this presentation is using Facebook Live to raise $4.6 million in 24 hours. But the hook is that it takes way more than 24 hours to get there, right? So that's the idea. I see you nodding in the back, right? That what's most important is this strategy that we're building in advance. We're warming up everybody, you know, in Louisville that's watching these videos to get excited for September 14th, just like I'm hoping to warm you guys up to hear more about what actually happens on that day, right? That's where we're getting, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's a summer-long process, right? And I think that the real benefit that you see is the interactivity and the engagement that we're going to show you here in a moment as well. I know I brought up the videos, and I know it's kind of awkward because the sound's not working, and I'm really trying to balance as best I can. But when you can see the comments coming in, and you can see the conversation that's taking place about your organization, you know, I speak to a lot of nonprofits that say they don't get any engagement. They don't get any comments on anything that they do. When you make them part of the show, and you make them especially part of this bigger series, right? That's the real key, that's the real takeaway that I hope you guys take today, is establishing this broader strategy, right? The Social Media Strategy Summit. Your strategy is to develop this series of content and make them feel like they're episode 7 of 12 or whatever it is, right? That's where you really get that value, is that I feel like I'm part of something bigger, right? I could go out to Grant Park and give a presentation right now, but there's going to be nobody watching because that's not part of the bigger event. Right, I'm here at Social Media Strategy Summit because we're all here to see all the other speakers as well, and I appreciate you guys coming in and checking out this presentation as well. Did you have a question as well? This is all organic, right? So Kara is sending out emails to all of the different organizations that we're looking to interview and saying, we're going to come to your organization and create some awesome content on your behalf. It would be really great if you could share this out on your channels as well, right? I also, and you'll see more of me here in a moment because I get into the picture on September 14th, we'll talk about how I can help create more content as we get into this as well, right? So there's me showing up in Louisville the night before. So this is September 13th. I almost didn't make it because my flight, there was actually a plane hit another plane in Charlotte on September 13th. You guys might not remember that, but I almost didn't make it there, but good times. So here's where the influencer, and I hate calling myself an influencer, I really do, but this is where that strategy comes in, right? Today's the big day, September 14th. We're really gonna step up our game. We're gonna bring Chris into town, and we're really going to show you guys how much power this event and this brand has on September 14th, right? I brought in some of my own equipment as well, and I've got my microphone here, which I can also show you, right? So the microphone is just an MXL MM130, right? Same idea. This microphone is fantastic. It costs $100. I am not a brand ambassador in any way, but if you're looking to invest in a high quality microphone, this would be the one for you. It is wired and it is spectacular. I also have a couple of live streaming rigs that I used as well. So this is the DJI Osmo Mobile. And I have a DJI Osmo, and I will pass these around for you guys to check out as well so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. These are high quality pieces of equipment, so be careful as I hand them around. I trust you guys. But this is the Osmo, the one that has the camera on there, and this is the Osmo Mobile. These will make your live streams look like magic. They will make them look like you are in the movies because they will not only create a super high quality production, you know, in terms of the resolution, but it will also steady the camera as well. So when you're walking around and you actually using the rigs, it will steady your phone and it'll steady your device in the picture there as well. So I'll pass these around so you can look at it. You might want to write down the names of them as well. The Osmo Mobile is $400, and last I checked, the regular Osmo is about $500. Again, I'm a solopreneur. For me, it was well worth the investment and you'll see in the quality of the video here in just a moment as well. So this is what we did. We set out a schedule to create Facebook Live videos for 24 hours, as much as we possibly could. Again, this was kind of an endurance event, 24 hours, and there's so many stories out there that we can tell. But again, when you think about the power of your specific event, right? When you think about whatever you're putting together, and I'm sure most of your businesses have something that you work towards throughout the course of a year, think about all the stories within and think about how you can build towards that event, using these strategies as well. Kara was the first one to go live at midnight, so when the event kicked off, I was sound asleep. I told her I'm getting a few hours because we wanted to continue on late into the night. And so early in the morning, there's the CEO, Susan. Again, Susan is absolutely wonderful executive. Doesn't love being on a live streaming video, but she really loved obviously representing the organization there first thing in the morning. And that's another thing. When we were talking with Susan this morning about Walmart, right, and about the executives, trying to get them to buy in on social media, right? Let them be part of the show. You're going to see Susan here on a few of the slides. She's obviously the decision maker there at the Community Foundation, and she absolutely loved being a part of the presentation. This really allowed us to get that commitment, to get more buy-in, to create more social media content throughout the course of the year. I will be back for this event this year, which is exciting as well. And so you can see me, paired up with an intern as well. Her name is Emily. I got to travel around the city of Louisville and actually go visit these organizations where they were, right? So from place to place, we had the opportunity to live stream on site using some of these tools that you see, using the microphone and creating really a broadcast quality product from the field. Again, you see me here with Kara. So this is the midday rally. You can see behind us there a whole lot of different organizations lined up. Actually, I think there were about 200 of the 500 nonprofits that gathered right in the middle of Louisville, Kentucky. How many of you guys have been to Louisville? A few. So you guys know 4th Street Live then, sort of the middle of the city. So this is 4th Street Live, packed to the brim with nonprofits. And when you see this picture, a lot of people see a crowd. I see hundreds of stories that can be told on a live stream. And if you guys want to have some fun later this week or whatever, obviously I don't have time to show you all of the videos, but you can see my brain explode on a 35-minute live stream when they said, okay, Chris, go talk to as many people as you can, as fast as you can. And I'm just like running down the tables here, who wants to say hi? Oh, it's the Salvation Army, the Boys and Girls Club. Like every single story within there is a great opportunity for an organization to get out there and have its story told. Sorry, I forgot. I run back here. I press the button because the clicker's not working. Right? And you can see just how excited people were to be at the rally. I'm going to show you an example of a video here in just a moment as this continues to click through. Of course, hamming it up with the hashtag signs and everything, being a force for good. And quickly here, I'll show you guys an example of what one of these videos looked like. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to see you. Congratulations on winning a golden ticket here today. You just had your donation matched, a $50 donation from James Jones turned into a $500 donation. Susan, do you know who James Jones is? Oh my God, Chris, I'm so excited. I had no idea. This is unbelievable. No, I don't know who that is, but I bet you I'm going to send him an email soon. So these sort of conversations, that she would never do a Facebook Live for her own organization, but for us, taking advantage of all of the stories that are out there, and you can see just the excitement, the energy, and I promise this video is even better with sound, but we're doing the best that we can here to tell you guys just how awesome an opportunity it was to get out there and use Facebook Live at a live event like this. Right, and again, I know this picture might not seem as impactful to you guys as you might think, but that's the CEO of the Community Foundation of Louisville, smiling, grinning, so excited to be interviewed. Think of yourself and think of your brand as its own media company, right? Think of the way that you can create this concept that allows you to share the stories in the way that the local news would, or a radio station would, or a newspaper would, right? That's who we were. Kara, again, throughout the course of the year, and Kara and I were doing live streams together back in September, but this CEO is just representative of so many different organizations that are out there in Louisville. And again, when we talk about we are all famous to a few people, right? No one in this room knows who Susan Barry is, but in the city of Louisville, every single nonprofit that is participating in Give for Good Louisville knows who this woman is. And to see her speaking on video and being passionate about this, a video like this means absolutely everything to them, right? So when we talk about creating content and forgetting about trying to go viral, forgetting about getting caught up in the metrics and everything, and think about delivering value and delivering the people who are of most value to your particular community, seeing Susan talk means everything to the nonprofits that are participating in Give for Good Louisville. Right, and you can see some of the fun. This was like 9 p.m. They're like propping me up now with Red Bull and Coca-Cola and everything. We did so many live streams on this day. This was 10 p.m. I actually have the video queued up, but because the video is not working, I'm not gonna play it for you. But you get the idea that we're out there in front of the Big Four Bridge in Louisville, trying to keep that energy going, just like we're doing now, even though I know lunch is coming up, right? Like, this is the whole idea, is we're giving that value through a live stream to keep people's attention and to keep people's enthusiasm going on this 24-hour day of giving. This is why I told Kara, let me go to sleep so that at 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. we can keep on live streaming so that we can get the most out of our audience that is participating and hopefully donating to this 24-hour online day of giving, right? Again, this is 11:45 p.m. and we're broadcasting like we're Wolf Blitzer at CNN. We got a screen up just like this. We have the leaderboard up showing about how we just crossed 4.5 million dollars. And you don't have to watch on TV anymore to feel that energy, right? This was like election night. But again, when we talk about we are all famous to a few people, this was a huge deal to the people in Louisville, Kentucky. And to see their names up there, we're reading off the organizations, the United Way, to see the organizations that are delivering the most individual donors. 3 minutes. I better hurry up then. Okay. So here's the results. 22 live streams, 15,000 views in one day. And how do you get to 15,000 views in one day? You start 3-4 months in advance, right? Getting to know the good. All of these folks, all of these organizations that had tuned in and who had basically put themselves high up on the algorithm with the Community Foundation because of that content that we had created in, June, July, August. Now they're getting notifications when we go live. And so when the big day comes, we've warmed that audience to that point. Again, the average watch time, 10 to 19 seconds, is pretty good. And the comments that you see, right? You can actually see on these videos, not just the comments, but you can see timestamps to see how long people are watching for. And I showed this to Kara. This comment came in at the 11:47 mark. So people are watching this content captively. They're commenting along 12 minutes in, right? And when we talk about the average view time of a video, right, we can show an Instagram story of a dog running in circles, and that view time is 3 seconds. And we love that 3 seconds. We need that 3 seconds, and that 3 seconds gets you thinking about BarkBox. But what if I can get you to watch for 12 minutes? I mean, that's incredible, right? And we're creating content that is highly relevant to that specific audience without worrying about trying to go viral or anything. I'm going to skip ahead forward because I forgot that I have less time to present this time than I did in St. Louis a couple weeks ago. But again, there's much more planning and stuff that is involved with creating a social media strategy on this day. And we can do the quick build here that we were trending in Louisville with the hashtag GiveForGoodLouisville, asking people to tweet and post GIFs and all these different things. So there was much more to it. I don't want you to think that this was just a live streaming strategy, that there's so much more to the event. But that's pretty much it, guys. Again, here are some of the recommended resources. Again, if you want to watch some of the videos, and I promise they actually do have sound, you can go to the Community Foundation of Louisville Facebook page. GiveGab is the online platform that we use to host the Giving Day. So when you see the leaderboards and stuff, that's where a lot of these Giving Days are hosted. Give for Good Louisville is the website. My website is teamstrub.com. I am super grateful for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. I apologize about the AV issues. Apparently it's fine. But I really am grateful for your time. And do I have time for like one question?
Yeah, we have time for questions.
Okay, cool.
So let's give Chris a round of applause. Awesome work. Do you guys have any questions?
I just have a quick question about how you were able to ensure that you had a really solid internet connection, mm-hmm. so that you didn't drop the streams. That's one issue that we run into. like our clients consider doing live at trade shows a lot, but trade show internet is expensive. Everybody's hammering, you know, the cell towers with their phones in like a very confined space. So we've been hesitant to recommend it because like once you drop in the middle of a stream, you know, people aren't going to really come back to see what else you've got to say unless it's really compelling.
Of course. So great question. So there's really two ways to do it. One, you can try and set up your own dedicated Wi-Fi network, which we tried to do, and that didn't work. So I actually used my data connection. You'll be surprised how strong a connection you can get. And that 35-minute stream that I talked about, again, I didn't expect to do a Facebook Live for 35 minutes walking up and down. It was pretty good. Right, I think, again, when you talk about a trade show that might have thousands of people in one spot, yeah, that can be really difficult, and then you have to try and be a little bit more resourceful. Maybe you can do a recorded video and then upload that right afterwards, kind of the same idea, but without the live component. But yeah, that is one big thing that you have to think of. But again, most of these things that we've done, you know, again, at all these different nonprofits, a data connection works perfectly, or the Wi-Fi network that's there.
What would you say like is the main benefit of doing live versus just a video? Because a video would be a lot less risk, and you know it potentially takes a lot less pressure off people. Yeah. I work at a company where the main people I'd want to help do this would be engineers. They're not the most charismatic all the time.
Well, yeah, that's why I talked about off the top of the bat. You do want to find that you have to find a charismatic person somewhere, whether you're going to do something recorded or live anyway. I find that the value of live video is really that it you can't do multiple takes, right? You just have to be yourself. You know, Susan, was that her name? From Walmart this morning was talking about that. You know, just be conversational. Think about what you would say and actually say it, right? That's what all these videos really are, is just us talking about the actual event. And when you get caught up trying to record stuff and then edit it together or post it later, I can't tell you how many times I've seen companies record stuff, even myself. Like this morning, I'm recording Ryan Pena walking around and I haven't tweeted that yet, because you get caught up in the process of having to reevaluate it, cut it down, look at it. We live in an extremely fast-paced world, right? So when we talk about posting something to Instagram or Snapchat, that's not just a product of wanting to draw and puke rainbows and stuff. That's a product of what we talked about now is not going to be relevant 5 minutes from now, right? When we're all eating lunch, I see we're checking the watch, right? So you have to be in the moment. For us, it's getting to know the good today, and then you go to the next one, and then you go to the next one, right? So we can talk more, too. I actually worked for Humana in Louisville, which is how I got connected with the Community Foundation. Humana, of course, is a health insurance company. It's extremely highly regulated, and I got us to a point where we're doing live streaming with, you know, I don't work for them anymore, but now they're doing live streams on the regular, so we can talk more about in a regulated industry as well.
One more question? Go for it.
Hi. Does Facebook allow you to edit it in Facebook, or do you have to use a different software?
What do you mean edit?
Application. Meaning you were just saying, I know it's live, but if you want to post it later.
Yeah, so Facebook Live is going to be live and it's going to be posted in the moment no matter what.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
But let's say, so I work for an elected official.
Yeah.
So he does outreaches. So if we do Facebook Live for the presentation and maybe we want to cut out something with the audience later. You just mentioned you could edit something.
Not to do too much interplay, but that elected official does live appearances quite frequently. Right,
so yes.
This person, he or she, is comfortable having conversations with people on the regular. So I would say you want to do a live stream, and then again, it's more about wanting to find that moment that might be really valuable. You know, I didn't even talk about repurposing some of this live content, where you could go in and cut out 30 seconds or 60 seconds of it to answer your question. No, you can't do that in Facebook. You would want to download that Facebook Live. It is doable. They make it difficult to do because they don't want you to download it, but I can show you how to do it. It's just a matter of changing some letters around and stuff. And then you can cut it up just like any other video that we're talking about. So you can still create live and then cut it into pieces. And we could do another 40 minutes on just repurposing content, you know, creating blogs and all those things. I'm sorry, I'll just talk all day long.
That's great, thank you.
I really
am. Great, well, one more round of applause for Chris.